from Mike Moroney to Daniel Moore, and it is great to see Buckets Moore back in Melbourne. It's like he never left, riding winners, the old team, Danny O'Brien, D. Moore, back in action. And gee, they've got a couple of nice chances at Sandown today. Good morning to you, Dan. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks, Michael.
Now, have you settled back into Melbourne life?
Yeah, quite good, actually. Getting good support from some stables that I used to ride for and getting back into the swing of things, which is good.
Did the family come over with you, or are they still in Singapore?
My wife and kids had some loose ends to tidy up. Sort of, I had to leave sort of immediately to get back started. So my wife has got a week of quarantine left in Sydney, and she and the kids join me on Monday. So it'll be good to have them back.
Gee, that will be a great reunion for you. How have you managed without them?
No, I've managed pretty well, as you can imagine. I've had a good sort of spell as a bachelor again, so it's given me a good time to actually sort of get back in and work quite hard, just focus fully on riding and back grouping up with some old associations, which has been good.
Well, you have been doing that. You've been travelling everywhere, and I suppose you've probably come back to one of the strongest jockey ranks we've had here in Victoria.
Yep, yeah, I think if you ask any jockey at the moment, it's probably the strongest it's been in you know, 15, 20 years, so it's making everyone earn their stripes and earn their spot, which is good, and I'm not afraid of hard work, so we're just rolling up the sleeves and getting stuck on with it.
And there's still a lot of uncertainty over in Singapore, so is this more than likely a permanent move to Melbourne?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a permanent move. I spent 2 years over in Singapore and had a great time, and family really enjoyed it, and it was an enjoyable experience, but at the moment, with the uncertainty, and I think as Michael Rodd mentioned, is the way the club's sort of heading at the moment, it made our decision to come home a little bit easier, albeit a little bit sooner than I would have liked, but it's a move that probably secures our future a little bit better here.
Well, it's good to have you back here in Melbourne riding winners, and you may be doing that today because, as I mentioned, a couple of nice rides for Danny O'Brien, including Grand De Flora, who, was super impressive having its first Australian start. The ex-Kiwi, the three-year-old filly by Sevabil, and, she looks so strong to the line, it seemed. Well, what type of feel did she give you?
Yeah, well, leading up to that, she hadn't shown a great deal in her trials of track work. She's, I think we've sort of established that she's a bit of a race day performer. She did sort of make a mess of them at Seymour, albeit in lower grade, so she needs to take the step up today. But the way she won at Seymour in that grade, you would think that she could go and be competitive in that grade today.
Any concerns? A heavy track?
No, not at all. I think her action and her breeding sort of swings to the way of being able to handle heavy, and I don't think she'll have any problems there.
And Sakut's a horse that shouldn't have any issues in the heavy after its win on the heavy track at Ballarat last start. And this is another one that looks like it's continuing to improve, especially on the wet.
Yeah, I won on this horse last time. I didn't win on him, actually. I rode him last time. I was back during Christmas, during the off-season in Singapore. And from that preparation to this preparation, he's really improved. He obviously handles, given the track, fine, and his win at Ballarat was quite impressive, so I'm hopeful that he can progress and continue on his winning ways today.
Who are you most confident of today?
It's very hard to split them. I'd like to think that Grand De Flora can take the step up in class today and sort of cement herself as a filly that can be quite progressive and possibly lead forward to spring. That'd be pleasing for me, but Sakut's sort of going really well. His work's been more than satisfactory, and we're happy with the way he's going. So hard to split them, and hopefully they can both be super competitive.
Yeah, good luck today, Dan. Could be a big chance for a double at Sandown this afternoon.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for having me.